For the fourth day since U.S. troops moved into Baghdad, looters continue to swarm government buildings, taking everything they can get their hands on. U.S. officials say they've cleared yet another part of the city where fighters had been located, but there are still pockets of resistance. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. Anne, I guess the first question is, at this point, what's left to loot?
Good question, but the problem is the U.S. opened two bridges over the Tigris, which divides the city, so looters were able to move into areas that had so far been untouched. And they've been going through government buildings all day, and the U.S. military has basically done very little to stop them. I was outside the planning ministry as looters took furniture, lighting fixtures, computers, you name it. And there were U.S. troops not far away. And in addition to the government buildings, looters have been pillaging universities and schools. And the real problem is they're setting fire to the buildings. They've also trashed the National Museum, destroying many of the country's archaeological treasures. A curator literally sobbed as he spoke to me, saying, "This is our national legacy. What does this country think it's doing?" But they also blame the U.S. in part. I mean, they point to the fact that the U.S. troops immediately moved to the oil ministry and protected that. And they say, and this basically just reinforces Iraq. Iraqi beliefs, at least among some, that the U.S. is here just for oil.
Mm-hmm. What about private homes and shops? Are the looters hitting those as well?
So far, those have been largely untouched, but Iraqis are terrified they're going to be next.
I gather that there's huge frustration at the overall lawlessness that's being seen. What are the Iraqis themselves doing about it, if anything?
Well, for the most part, people here can just look on in horror and fear at the crowds of looters. But the U.S. military isn't doing very much. They say at the moment they're caught between, you know, still fighting a war and policing. There was a protest group today by a group of educated Iraqis, a bunch of engineers, professors, policemen, former military, who all came, approached the U.S. military and said, "Listen, we want to serve our country. We want to get back to work. We want to save our country." They were desperate for contacts with the U.S. And as a result of that meeting, it looks like Iraqi police may have an agreement with the U.S. to start joint patrols. I mean, the Iraqis also say it's imperative that the U.S. get the electricity and the water back up and running, because they say that will improve the overall atmosphere, give some semblance of normalcy, allow people to get back to work, and that alone would begin to perhaps stem the looting, because the looters are coming into a deserted city at the moment. And in some neighborhoods, people have taken law into their own hands. There are lots of neighborhood patrols now, groups of armed citizens checking cars coming in and out. Mosques are also beginning to play a role. They're sending volunteers out to patrol the streets, and clerics are urging people to save the country, not to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. As you say, the U.S. military is still concerned about some pockets of resistance. How much fighting is still going on in the city?
Well, earlier today, I think I said on the air that it's very quiet, but minutes later, we had quite a large firefight outside the Palestine Hotel where I am, which just shows how volatile the situation remains. U.S. Marines were attacked from bunkers just across the river, and they came under heavy automatic fire, and for 20 minutes there was a thunder of guns. And in Saddam City, the poor, large Shiite neighborhood of densely packed two-story buildings, there's still gun battles going on between Fedayeen irregulars and non-Iraqi Arabs who've come in to help fight. They've dug in there among civilian houses. U.S. Marines, interesting, are letting locals now take the lead in those areas. They say, after all, they know best who's who.
Still no sighting of Saddam Hussein. What about other Iraqi officials from the regime?
Saddam's chief science advisor, a man called al-Sadi, has surrendered to the U.S. military. He basically used a German television company as a go-between because he has a German wife. And he insisted as he surrendered that Iraq has no weapons of mass destruction, and he said the U.S.-led invasion was unlawful. Now, he's just the first of 55 regime figures who the U.S. is seeking. The rest have still not appeared, and it's alive or dead.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks very much, Anne.
Thank you.